Now, this is a very lovely atmosphere, and I'm sure you see more of this as you drive around the city. As you drive around, the other night we're coming back from Glasgow, you'll find this very wonderful, fantastic Christmas light. And I think the most amazing is what we find at the Market Square, you know, with a small light on the tree. Have you seen it? Yeah, very amazing. And as you drive around Kaluk and other cities, even here, can you see this? Amazing. In fact, on the first week of Advent, was it the first week? Yes, I was tempted to dress in my Christmas jumper when I took the service on Thursday, because I came in here on Wednesday and saw that the church was looking so beautiful, and I couldn't resist the temptation of wearing my jumper. So thank you again to the boys and girls who have helped us to set up this. I hope you don't mind if I call you boys and girls. So thank you so much. Now, Christmas comes with all these amazing, beautiful decorations. And if you go into the shops, you find, you know, wonderful things. Buy one, get three free. Buy one, get four free. You see Santa Claus. You see candles, bells, stars. You see ornaments, you see hollies, you see candy, cans, and there are so many things out there. You even see personalized Christmas crackers, personalized Christmas snacks, Christmas nativity scene, traditional wooden scene, and all that. So many beautiful things out there. And again, you also see in families, there's high spending. People spend more. Sometimes they spend money they might be getting in 6 months' time. They spend it within a few weeks. And suddenly by 25th, you are wondering, what happened to me? What came over me? By the time you look at your credit card bill and look at your bill spending, and you see that you've already overspent. And it's going to take like 6-10 months to pay back. That's just amazing. Now, you go to some homes, you see this light. I'm sorry to say this, for some homes, they may not have entered into the church once in a year, but you see this wonderful, amazing decoration for Christmas. Perhaps that's their own way of making themselves happy or keying into the whole celebrative atmosphere. But why do we spend all this money? Why do we do this? I think what I would like to say very quickly, and then we'll take our offering, is that we shouldn't just buy into the high materialistic tendencies that the season brings. We should tell the children the story. Parents should understand this story and tell the story to the children, who will tell the story to their children and their children and their children and their children. And that is what Ewan actually sang to us. There is no Christmas until it happens in your heart. There is no Christmas until it happens in our lives. So there can't be any form of Christmas. We can only have Christmas today, in the years to come, when it happens in our hearts. So thank you very much, Ewan, for preaching that wonderful sermon. Thank you so much. Maybe you'll become the assistant pastor in St. John's here for doing that. Again, we also see that some parents, they use Christmas gifts to buy the loyalty of their children and respect after neglecting them for over a year. And so Christmas season becomes a time to buy back their respect and their honor. And that is not what it's supposed to be. Now, am I saying we should not buy gifts? No, that is not at all, because I came here with my favorite. And you can see this, that's the favorite Christmas. Now, shut up. Okay. Now, if I don't ask it to shut up, it will continue to sing and sing and sing. So, it needs to keep quiet. Now, we need all of this. We need all of this. After all, the three wise men, they went to Jesus with gifts. But the gift should not take the place of worship. The gift, the presents we buy for our children, for ourselves, should not take the place of worship. The three wise men, they worshipped and then they gave their gifts. And so as we have 7 days, and we are into Christmas. I wish you the very best of Christmas celebrations and hope that Christmas in 2016 will take place in our hearts, in our families, in the hearts of our children. Amen.